It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 439. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for future show topics. My email address is miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message. The phone number is 240-949-2450. And that's Mike Tech Show, all one word, on Skype. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow. Facebook, send me a friend request, facebook.com/MikeTechShow. And check out the wiki, mtswiki.com. There you'll find links to all of the past shows. I want to jump right in and just wish everybody a happy new year. And this is the last Mike Tech Show of 2012, and can't wait to start the new year, 2013. I will be recording live with Carrie Holzman we're going to begin around 6 p.m. Eastern time and go on till we drop. So we're going to record at Tech Vets, and we're going to have a lot of fun. I hope everybody had a great holiday. Hope you got what you wanted for Christmas, and hope you had a chance to spend great quality time with your family. I'm going to talk about my main Christmas present. I don't know how my wife pulled it off. She told me, and I still can't believe it. On Saturday, last Saturday, I was in New York, and I went to the show on Broadway with my oldest son, and I talked about that in the last podcast. But what I didn't mention is when I got home, there was this huge box at the back part beside the tree. And I mean, this thing was huge and it was totally wrapped. And when I went up to touch it, it was rock solid. This big box wrapped, hard as a rock. And I even slightly tried to move it and I could not physically move it. Come Christmas morning, of course, this is the box that I got to open. I pull the paper off it, and it is a 7,000-watt portable generator. I couldn't believe it, and my wife said that right after Hurricane Sandy and we lost power for 36 hours, she put a stake in the ground and decided that will be my Christmas present, a generator, which could generate this. I could definitely power the internet, my computer, the refrigerator freezer behind me, and pretty much most of this room. It is a Honda generator that if you Google 7,000-watt generator, and it's by Honda and another brand, the specs are 14 hours of half load. So 3,500 watts for 14 hours. So you figure full load, 7 hours. So you figure maybe seven to eight hours. There's 8-gallon tank for gas. So I'm looking at full load, a gallon an hour when it comes to gasoline. So remember, gasoline can go bad and could go old. You can't leave gasoline in this all the time. What I will do is when a storm's coming, and usually you have warning, you know, we know something's coming, I'll get a 10-gallon can, fill that up, and have it ready to go. Then if it's prolonged, you know, just get multiple 10-gallon cans, and then you just got to find your way out. Now, I have an electrician that I have not even told him what I got yet, and I can't wait. A good friend of mine who is a great electrician, and he will know how to properly hook this up from the panel for what circuits, where we're going to put it, where we're going to put it when we're running outside. I think I got the perfect spot for it. I'm excited. I can't wait to get this ready. And the next storm, when it comes, I'm not going to worry. That was way cool. My wife said she went to the area a few weeks ago and nobody had them. She had to drive pretty far down to an area almost in Maryland, like right on the border of Delaware and Maryland, to buy this thing. I can't believe she got it in her van. The kids told me it took all of them to get it to an area of the garage that I don't even go down into the garage. So that's where it was for like a week or so. And then Saturday, while I was away in New York, they got it up to the living room by the tree and then wrapped it. That is very cool. That was challenging and took an entire family effort. I can't wait to try this out. Chat's already lit up talking about this, and I knew. And yes, I will absolutely run a test. I will pull the plug on the power for the house and run a test of the generator, and certainly testing everything that my electrician hooks up. I can't wait for that. That's it's going to be great. I don't know how noisy it is. I don't know. I don't know until we run it. I know it's very highly rated. My wife did a great job on the homework for this, and I will have a link to it in the show notes. What a fabulous gift. You know my problems with power outages and having problems, so this is something that I never thought I would go purchase on my own. It's just something that, you know, I know I should, but and they're the gifts that I my wife seems to come up with, brilliant gifts, those hard to get items, that those items that I wouldn't go out and buy for myself, but yet I need. That's perfect. This week I have been so busy already. I mean, we're already it's only 2 days after Christmas. I spent the day after Christmas moving a client. Of all days, they picked the day after Christmas because they had to be out of the one location into the other. So I had my electrician wire the whole new site. Because we were moving, it was great to make some changes to the network infrastructure. And I convinced them to let me put two of the HP ProCurve switches at the core of the network. They currently have two servers, and we were able to just get rid of so much equipment that was in the server room, this little closet of a room that was unnecessary. They also made a great decision by moving their phone system to a cloud-based phone system, RingCentral, and they love it. This is now the second client that has moved to that. That got rid of a ton of equipment, so we were able to really consolidate, and the move went great. My oldest son helped me. There was lots of carrying, and the servers, we had a wrap in this like saran wrap plastic that movers have, because the movers who were moving the office equipment, they were doing that, and it was teeming, raining, snow, sleet. It was horrible weather to be moving in. And yesterday we you know, all the equipment made it safely, which was great. We wrapped it and then carefully placed it in the back of my, I have a crossover vehicle, so I was able to put it in the back. And then the UPSs, we wrapped them to make sure they wouldn't get wet. And then we were able to get everything moved, move the rack that we put the UPSs and the servers in, and it just looked so much neater. It's so nice when you get to build out a network infrastructure from scratch on an office, literally, that was being constructed and totally redone. Was great. My client, so happy. Not a peep today. You know you did well when the very next day, you don't even get a phone call about anything. Everything was just perfect. We didn't leave till all the printers were working, and emails flowing. Now, there was lots of things for planning because they changed internet providers. They went from Comcast to Fios. So their static IP address was changing. They use Trend Micro's mail filtering for filtering out spam and viruses. They have their hosted email security solution. So we only had to make one change for email to flow. I just had to log into their admin console for Trend and then put the new IP address, and mail started flowing. The website changes for getting remote access and for their active sync for their Exchange server for email. So I had to make sure that changed. I had to make sure I was opening up all the right ports for Small Business Server. And let me tell you, there's a lot of ports that you got to have forwarded from your router firewall back to your server. So I had to make lots of changes on the new Verizon router that is at the front end of the network. So I planned all this weeks in advance, putting all the steps together of all the things that I had to change. I also made sure, do I have admin access and test admin access to all of the services that I need to get to make a change? So you got to test this in advance. Make sure you have access to everything. I made sure I had everything. I also made sure that before they even moved, I tested the network. So I was over there in an empty office after the wiring was done with my laptop, making sure the public IP address that Fios told us, making sure I could even get into the router to make sure I had admin access to the router. When you're doing a move, there's lots of IT concerns that you got to think about and list out and test and make sure. So this way, at the time of the move, you're not panicking trying to get access to something. So that was a beautiful thing. And I was able to just get all that tested and it went perfectly. It was smooth. My client is so happy. Yesterday morning, before I went over to the move, I was awoken to my phone ringing and it was one of my clients where they couldn't get access to their email system. And I knew it was the server. They have an old server. It's Small Business Server 2003. They have their Exchange located on that server. And when he opened up Outlook, he couldn't talk to the server. He couldn't get the shared files. Everything he was telling me was that the server was down. I had him walk over with the cell phone because he was the first person in and it was 7 a.m. And I had him literally pull the plug of the server, wait, put the plug back in, power it on. It's a very, very old Dell server. It has lived its life, lived a good life, given them 9 years of service. It is time for a new server. They know this. So today, they placed an order for the new server with me. So now, got to make some decisions here. Do I just migrate them from Small Business Server 2003 to Small Business Server 2011, which is what I'm going to purchase for the new Dell server? No, we're not going to migrate Exchange. We are going to go to hosted services. Sherweb, S-H-E-R-W-E-B. Sherweb is a trusted, reliable, very highly rated hosted Exchange service. I'm going to move them. We're going to begin that process next week, right after the new year. I'm going to migrate them to the cloud. One of the requirements, they have to have Outlook 2010 on all their desktops. Right now, some of them are 2003, some of them are 2007. So I'm going to supply them Office 2010 for everybody. There's only 8 users. I'm going to make sure, migrate them while we're waiting for the server to be delivered. Make sure Exchange is totally hosted in the cloud. Then we migrate the server. It's going to be a lot easier to migrate. They only got one major app, and that's running on Sybase Anywhere 11, SQL Anywhere 11, and it's called Needles. And I've talked about this in the past. It's case management, and this is for a law firm. I actually have work tonight. I got to update Sybase on all the workstations in the server, and that's a lot of work because there's a patch I need to apply. Once I move that, then it's just a file migration. Now, the reason I'm going to leave them at Small Business Server is for the cost. We're going to save $1,000 on the price of the operating system to use Small Business Server. Even though I'm not going to use Exchange, we'll just shut those services off. I mean, we'll probably use SQL, but that's it. You will save a lot of money by going to Small Business Server. Now, there's some limits. If you're only going to have one server, then that's fine. If you're going to have more than one server, stop. No. You can only have one domain controller. Yes, I know there's workarounds and there's other things to get things to do. You want a clean environment, and you're going to have multiple servers, don't have Small Business Server in the mix. If you're going to have one and only one server, Small Business Server is the way to go. You're going to save a lot of money. You're going to save money on not your backup software, your antivirus software. Small Business Server versions are way cheaper than the full-blown version. So we're going to go with SBS 2011, and we're going to not turn on the Exchange services because they're already going to be migrated. So this should be a pretty simple migration, and it's just the way to move forward. I see this happening a lot. The client that just moved, where I said they have two servers, they have one of them a Small Business Server and one of them isn't. Let me tell you, I inherited that mess. I can't wait to consolidate them to one server. One box, and we're already talking about moving them to Exchange hosted services. The question is, can you get reliable, high-speed internet connectivity with either a reliable business cable internet service or Verizon Fios business service? If you can get that, then you can have cloud-based email, cloud-based backup, cloud-based phone system. And your client or your company will now be positioned for disaster recovery. Maybe you can't get in the office due to weather. Look at all these storms and everything that's happening. It's crazy. Your business has to keep going. You got to keep making money. You got to stay open. So you got to put yourself or your client into a position where they can stay in business and still make money. Remember, even if you're moving these services to the cloud, they still need you to advise them, support them, migrate them, keep them going, keep them connected to the cloud, whatever local services they have. Don't be afraid to move these services to the cloud. I want to shut off every Exchange server that I support. I really do. Don't be afraid of progress. Don't be afraid. Be confident in your skill set that you're going to have enough work that you're going to be able to support them, that it's not going to cut down on your support services, but enhance them. That's why you got to roll with the technology and be flexible and be able to recommend strong solutions for your clients that will keep them running regardless of the environment around them, whether they've lost power, whether there's storms and they can't make it in the office. That's how you want to position recommendations for your clients. And that's what I'm doing. And we're slowly getting there with all my clients. With all this happening, I have had a lot of Mac work. I got Mac work tomorrow. My first client that I'm going to be visiting on Friday morning is someone who needs memory upgrade on the iMac, and I'm going to upgrade them to OS X Lion. Their Macs are too old to get Mountain Lion, but they can go to Lion. So I'm going to help them with that. My client that had the server crash and placed the order today, well, one of the partners for Christmas bought himself a nice MacBook Pro with an SSD drive, and I remoted in today and installed VMware Fusion and Windows 7 because he needed to be able to run the Needles application. That will only run in Windows. So I had to make sure he had to be able to, he wanted a Mac and he wants all the things for the Mac, and he has Office 2011, which is something else I learned today. If you have Office 2011 for the Mac, Outlook cannot talk to Exchange 2003. I didn't know that. You have to be Exchange 2010. So that's another reason him going to host it. He can now use his Outlook that he got for his Mac. You got to keep moving forward. And that's where now these businesses that have all of these older small business servers, this is a great opportunity to either fully migrate them straight up to the latest version of small business server that's shipping, or migrate them to the cloud and maybe eliminate the server, you know, put a NAS device in there. It's time. And this is where I have other clients where it's time. And so with all this experience of migrating them, doing, you know, either installing a new server, migrating the services to, you know, cloud, internet-based, I'm going to be gaining a lot more experience and a lot more momentum. So I'll be confident in doing this with all my clients and maybe even pick up some new clients. Once you get good at these migrations, this is something that great to be able to offer, to be able to do this for other clients. Anyway, now getting that Mac set up, I learned a valuable lesson in installing Sybase for a 64-bit operating system when you truly need 32-bit for your for installing for this Needles application. I actually had to call the vendor and they had to give me some tips on where to make changes for the ODBC client, for the changes for the SQL database. And I learned a lot by installing the 32-bit version on a 64-bit platform to get everything to work. So that was that was important. That's been this week stories, but I want to get to a utility that I found to be necessary just because of a presentation that I was given last month at the Philadelphia Area Computer Society. I am the SIG leader, which is a special interest group for the Windows Tips and Tricks SIG. And this is the third Saturday of every month. And I love talking about different topics. I'll pick a different topic each month. Last month, the third week of December, was about tablets. Everything about tablets. That was half the topic. The other half of the topic was a lot of websites on troubleshooting the blue screen of death. So it was basically how to troubleshoot a system with the blue screen of death. And I had lots of websites that I had to visit. Here's my problem. Internet access is horrible at the location where I'm presenting. It's at the top of a food store called Giant, which is a big food chain, and it's a beautiful area. I love the venue. I got nice sound system. There's flat screen monitors throughout the presentation room that mirrors my presentation on the front screen. Everything's nice. The problem, they have horrible wireless access. So whatever they have for the internet, whatever we get for the wireless access, it's just horrible. So now I have all these websites that I got to present, and I want to show them the actual website. How do you do that? So I went looking for a utility. How could I cache the websites on my laptop and have it ready? This is so easy. What a great utility. It is called HTT Rack, and it's literally www.httrack.com. It is a website copier. It is the easiest thing in the world. It's free. You download it. You create a project. So I created PAX December presentation. I had all my URLs ready. And then it asks you just how deep do you want to go. Now, be careful, because as it crawls, some websites could go pretty deep and have lots of, could be there forever, sucking up your hard drive space. So be careful. Test out how deep you want to go. So I only went a couple levels. So I said, you know, go two levels. And I just let it rip on the six websites, the URLs. You point to a directory that you want all this code, all this HTML files to be dumped to. It creates a great index.html You just click on it with your default browser and you have a menu of all of the websites. You click on them and you're accessing everything from your local hard drive. If you present anything where you're going to have websites, this can save you. What if you get there and there's no internet connectivity? This is the perfect tool to keep you going with your presentation. Or maybe it's just for you for just some offline viewing that you're not going to be connected. Maybe you're going to be on an airplane. You don't have any connection. So you just let it rip for all of your favorite websites. This is a utility that doesn't get a lot of attention. I've never heard of this before. I've never talked about this utility. But out of necessity, I was forced to research and find such a utility. And let me tell you, it saved me for my presentation. And I am now going to use this for every month as I look at all the URLs I'm going to be talking about in my presentation. I'm just going to put it to HTT Rack, let it rip for that project, copy that. You don't even have to have the program installed on the laptop that you're presenting. So I did this all on my main workstation, and then I took that whole directory and copied it right over where it was just my websites, the directory, copied that right over, and it worked perfectly. And I didn't even install the program on the laptop that I was using to present. Now that is a great utility. Let's get to a couple emails. And this is from Brian, and it's about Ajax Explorer. Hey, Mike, every once in a while, I come across an open source tool that I find useful and want to share it with you. My last recommendation was for the Praxmax virtual machine environment. Have you had a chance to play with it yet? No. You know, as a matter of fact, I have to take a look at that. It's a great system I use every day at many client offices. Anyway, I was listening to show number 438 and noticed a link in the show notes for HTTP file server. I've been meaning to write in about a similar program called Ajax Explorer, and the reference to HFS prompted me to finally do it. In my job, I often have clients who need to securely transfer files to our virtual environment. Usually, I handle this with a virtual machine instance running an SFTP server. Normally, this is a suitable solution and gets the job done. Sometimes, however, I run into an issue where there is no IT support staff available and the network is so locked down we can't even get an SFTP transfer completed. I needed to find a solution for these instances, and so after a ton of research, I ended up with Ajax Explorer, a free Ajax file manager with some pretty powerful features and a user-friendly interface. It is built with PHP, and the entire interface runs in a web browser over HTTP port 80, or more importantly, over HTTPS, which is port 443. This allows for secure file transfers using virtually any computer and a web browser, which is connected to the internet. Installation is a snap. Copy some files up to your server, edit a few configuration files, and you're in business. There's a great support community, and the feature in this systems are really amazing. I highly recommend you and your listeners to take a look at it. Thanks for the show, Mike, and Merry Christmas. I am absolutely going to look into this because I've ordered some systems for a client where we have to do some hosted FTP services for clients to send files. I'm going to look at this as an alternative. This might be the answer. P.S. All of my and my wife's Christmas gifts, as well as anything we buy on Amazon, were purchased using your Amazon link. We often ask family members and friends to use it as well. Hope it helps. Thanks again, Brian. That is phenomenal. That's the best gift you could ever give me. Thank you so much for your support for that. And those links are amazon.mikenation.net or miketechshow.com/Amazon. And this has been a phenomenal month. I want to thank everybody for using and continuing to use my links. I especially want to thank everybody for over the weekend that took my advice and purchased your Amazon gift cards using my link. And, you know, those gift cards can be an email that you can send to someone. You know, if you still got a Christmas gift that you got to fill, maybe that person, that cousin or that aunt or that friend who hasn't been over the house, get them an Amazon gift card. And you know what? That could be just an email, and you could just print that out, give that to them for any dollar amount. Use my link to create that. That's awesome. And I want to thank everybody for this past year for just going out of your way and supporting the show by using my affiliate links for like Fab's Auto Backup for Tech or Bryce's from Tech Nibbles, his computer business kit, or Malware Bytes Pro. My sponsors, all my sponsors for the past year, Instant House Call, Call That Girl's eBooks, Citrix, GoToMeeting Service. Had lots of tremendous sponsors over the past year, and I want to thank you for supporting them and supporting me. I can't think of any other way to wrap up a show than to say that thank you. There is one email here, and then I have some music, and I got to mention this, and this is from Michael, and it's my pronunciation of Logitech and Optiplex. He doesn't like that. It must be a Philly thing, but strange way you pronounce it's really Logitech and Optiplex. With a long E for the letter I, it always bugs me. Although I'm not sure if you're doing it on purpose or what. Just so you know, here is a video from Logitech, and I still keep saying it, with the normal pronunciation of their company's name at the very beginning. Optiplex is pronounced the same way. So instead of, I always put a long I. I don't know what it is. It's just, maybe it is a Philly thing. I read it as just Logitech Optiplex, but it's Logitech Optiplex. He says, I do love the show and the Philly accent. I just wanted to read that. He sent that in a couple weeks ago. Again, everybody, thank you for all your great support for the past year. And I hope that you have a tremendous new year, a safe and happy new year. I have some music. When I was crawling through my MP3 library for Christmas music, I came across the acoustic version of one of my favorite songs from Five for Fighting. Give a listen to this version.
I can't stand the fly. I'm not that naive. I'm just out to find the better part of me. I'm more than a bird, more than a plane, more than some pretty face beside a train. And it's not easy to be me. Wish that I could cry, fall upon my knees, find a way to lie, but a home I'll never see. You miss an absurd, don't be naive. Even heroes have the right to bleed, or maybe to stir. Won't you concede? Even heroes have dreaming, it's not easy to be me. And up, up and away, away from me. Now it's alright, you can all sleep sound tonight. I'm not crazy or anything. I can't stand a fly. I'm not that naive. Man, one man's a ride with clouds between their knees. I'm only a man, the celerate sheet. Digging for kryptonite on this one-way street. Only a man, the phony red sheet. Looking for special things inside of me, inside of me. Inside of me, inside of me, inside of me. I'm only a man, a phony red sheep. Only a man looking for a dream. I'm only a man in a phony red sheep. It's not easy. No, it's not easy to be me. Me.
That was Five for Fighting, the song Superman. And by the way, just a quick comment. There wasn't a peep out of anybody in the chat during the entire length of that song. I want to thank everybody for downloading and staying subscribed. Thank you so much. Try to join me at some point. I'm going to be on the air an awfully long time on New Year's Eve, so pick a time, maybe stop by, say hello, and check in. And, of course, I'll be back here same time, same channel next week. Have a great New Year, everybody. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.